Now let's hear more about the discovery of malicious computer software made by the computer security firm Symantec, which describes it as one of the most sophisticated it's ever seen. With us, Orla Cox, Director of Security Response at Symantec in Blanchardstown in Dublin. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
What, this is called Reagan. First of all, the name. Where did the name come from?
We randomly choose names based on just some code that's in there.
Reagan,
basically.
R-E-G-I-N.
So looking too exciting, yes.
Right. Why? What is it?
So this is what we'd call a full-featured spying tool. So it's a piece of malicious code that the operators could use basically to spy on any machine, any sort of data, any sort of, say, network traffic. And basically it's used for mass surveillance, so gathering large amounts of data, and it's fully customizable then for whatever the operators want to do with it.
How long has it been in use?
We believe that it goes back as far as 2008, maybe even earlier. So it's a tool or a framework that has been used by agencies for a large number of years for a large number of campaigns.
You discovered it. When and how?
So we first started looking at this last year. So we've been looking at this for about a year now. So we identified some components at a customers of ours. And so from that then, we kind of sprung off an investigation. And from that, we were able to piece together then the pieces of this. It's quite a challenging piece of code to analyse. So many different components hide itself very well. So it's been difficult to try and piece all of those pieces together.
And when you say we... Did that involve your operation in Ireland, being part of that?
Yes, so our team in Dublin was part of a global team that was looking at this, so we did a lot of the investigation here in Dublin.
Where was it first spotted?
So we've seen it in a few different organisations, so it's difficult to say where the earliest infections was. It's difficult to say where the earliest infections were, so we've seen kind of a widespread, but it's difficult to actually put a timeline together on it.
Now, how there has been, is infection the word?
Yes.
Yeah. Has there been one significant infection in Ireland that you know about?
So we've identified one organisation in Ireland who is infected, and that's where all of the infections in Ireland have been seen.
Can you say who it is?
We can't actually say who it is, but I will say it's not a particularly high-profile organisation. So it's, it may surprise people in that sense. And it has been surprising as a threat, the range of organisations that
have
been
somebody decided this organisation, this I presume can't happen by accident. Somebody decided this is worth getting into to have a look.
Yeah, it's what we call highly targeted. So the people that are infected, and they've been targeted because they're of interest or working in an arena of interest, or the people behind it think.
Did it cause any financial loss in this company?
We're not aware of financial loss. It's a company.
Yeah.
We're not aware of any financial loss at the company.
And could there be others?
There could be others out there. It's highly stealthy is how we describe it, so can go unrecognised for a long period of time. So there could be other infections out there that we're not aware of.
Are you at the point where you can say that if you're, I mean, obviously there's a commercial interest in this, but you are a significant company in this field, that none of your customers will know by this stage whether they have it?
We do have what we call protection in place then for most of our customers, and where we've been able to identify infections, then we've notified those organisations.
So you're sure anybody who's signed up with you has no problem?
It's protected right now, but it is, as I said, highly sophisticated, so there could be measures put in place to evade, you know, detection that we might have.
And do you have to be signed up with your company to have this dealt with?
No, at this stage, most security companies should have protection in place for it.
Now, the fact that this was operating for 5 years before it was spotted would suggest a fair amount of damage was done, or at least potentially.
Yeah, so this is a type of tool that would be used for long-term surveillance. It's not a smash and grab. So it could have been running for a large period of time and gathered up large amounts of data. So, you know, the damage that was done is difficult to really, you know, put some sort of measure on it. It really depends on the organisation that was targeted.
And when you say it has the hallmarks of something developed by a nation state, what makes it lead us to that conclusion?
It's the sophistication of the threat itself. So this isn't, you know, amateur. This is people with money, with funding, that have the ability to create something of this complexity, and also being able to target the organisations that they have targeted. So it shows that they have money, they have resources, and they have the skill to actually carry out an attack of this scale.
And is this the end of Reagan, or is it capable of being adapted and attacking again in a different form?
It can absolutely be adapted. So it's what we would call a framework, essentially. So they can tack on different, what we would call payloads or different functions onto it as they wish. So if they decide that they want to target a particular organisation or they need particular information, they can adapt it for that.
And you said only one company in Ireland, but we read Or we hear that nearly 10% of the computers infected were located in Ireland.
So they were all at one organisation.
Yeah, but that's nearly 10% of the worldwide total.
Yeah, so we have seen low numbers of infections. So we're looking at infections of around 100 infections globally.
All right.
So it gives you a sense of the numbers we're dealing
so
with.
So the lesson of this is, as far as you're concerned?
Just an understanding out there of how sophisticated these threats are becoming, and to be aware of them. And I think organisations need to understand that they may be on the radar for infections.
And for
like
individuals
this.
Listening? Are they interested in individuals?
They are interested in some individuals, but they would be described as maybe persons of interest, so individuals working in particular fields that may be of interest for it. And the average consumer is not going to be affected.
Right. So in other words, you don't worry if you're thinking about your banking details, credit cards, all that.
No, there are plenty of other people doing that, but in this case, you don't need to worry about it.
Thank you for that sort of reassuring response. And thank you for coming in, Orla Cox of Symantec. It's 7:31.